Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
You can add now five more states to the local quarantine list. Arizona, Minnesota, Nevada, Wyoming, and Rhode Island added today. No states have been pulled off the list this week. As we tell you every Tuesday, as this list is updated, people arriving in the tri-state from a place on the quarantine list are supposed to isolate for 14 days. If you're in Connecticut, people can avoid quarantine if they provide a negative COVID-19 test result from within 72 hours before they travel. By the way, the story today is a lot about the numbers, and Governor Cuomo's office says now New York State has completed 10 million COVID tests, the latest batch, nearly 84,000 with a 0.8% positive test result. Worries, though, about a surge in coronavirus in six neighborhoods across Brooklyn and Queens. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city is beefing up efforts.
All these are neighborhoods where we've seen some upticks lately. We need to apply a lot of energy and focus to these areas. You're going to see a lot of activity in the community to remind people of the basics, how important it is, and what we call the core four things that you can do that make such a difference. Wear a mask, socially distance, wash your hands, and stay home if you're sick.
And here are the neighborhoods: Borough Park, Far Rockaway, Kew Gardens, Flatbush, Midwood, and Williamsburg. The coronavirus is taking an emotional toll on so many, but finding funds for help is a tough task. WCBS reporter Sean Adams looking into this story.
Depression, PTSD, addiction, suicide. New York State Senator David Carlucci fears coronavirus could trigger a mental health crisis. Awaiting the governor's signature, a bill pushed by Carlucci that would create an advisory panel to look out for essential workers.
Our direct service professionals, those that take care of our most vulnerable residents, helping them bathe, clothe, eat. This is essential work that many had not thought about in the past, how important it is.
But there's a big problem. Funding. It is chronically in short supply for social services, even more so now as coronavirus decimates budgets.
Ultimately, we're going to need the federal government to step in to make up for these lost revenues. If not, we will have a major hole in our social safety net that'll have disastrous results.
Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And WCBS 880 is among the Entercom stations taking part in I'm Listening, which is our mental health outreach. Our program will be running Sunday morning between 6 and 8 a.m. Wayne Cabot is co-hosting. You can also learn a lot more and listen more if you search for I'm Listening on the radio.com app. In a battle between lawmakers over the hiring of new police officers during the hard times on Long Island, WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has a follow-up on this story in Suffolk County.
Suffolk County Legislator Rob Trotta tells me before anyone ever heard of COVID-19, the county was on the verge of bankruptcy because of the mismanagement of the county executive, Steve Ballone. So when Ballone said last week he's closing the police academy and will not put 200 new officers on the force because of the lack of federal funding, Trotta says Ballone was lying.
Police budget comes from a separate line on people's tax bills. It's unaffected by, you know, sales tax revenue, or it should be unaffected by sales tax revenue. The reality is we're down $100 million, and it really galls me when I hear him say the federal government's inaction. What he fails to tell you is they received $283 million in federal funding. A kindergartner knows that $100 million is less than $283 million.
Ballone's spokesperson tells me instead of playing politics, Trotta should join the county executive to demand federal funding and that the county's budget was balanced before the virus. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
The wind and the surf is a thing this afternoon on this first day of fall. As we go live to the Weather Center, here's Bob Larson.
And that wind and surf turned up by Hurricane Teddy, which is about 340 miles south of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and moving north. It's going to stay well offshore for our purposes, but we'll stay gusty and breezy of this afternoon. A little milder than recent days. Sunshine for the most part, some high clouds, high temperature 72. Breezy tonight, cool, but nowhere near as chilly as recent nights. Mostly clear, low 58. And warm up tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high 79. It's now 64, Newburgh 70. In Caldwell, 67 in Midtown, the high is 72.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.